This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Remember that when football season officially gets underway. We always consider it underway here on Sean and RJ with our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, who will be out at practice again today, Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. We're also the Texas Rangers flagship station, so we have tickets to hook you up with coming up momentarily and every day the rest of the week. Ask Reddit at 7:40, Tony Casillas to talk about Brian Schottenheimer at 8 o'clock as he participated and was invited to Cowboys Legends Day. But another legend, Troy Aikman, is saying pump the brakes just a little bit as NBC5 caught up with Aikman while promoting his beer. And here's what he had to say about all this Cowboy optimism.
You know, there were a lot of people just kind of scratching their head a little bit when he got named as the head coach because of his age and the fact that he hadn't had an opportunity yet. But, you know, now it's he's going to be judged by the same things that everyone else is, whether he can win games or not. And sounds like right now, of course, there's 32 teams right now in the league that are really optimistic and feeling good about what they did this offseason and how OTAs are going. And, you know, I always kind of laugh a little bit when I read the articles of what's happening this time of year and how positive everybody is. And the reality of it is there could be a lot of teams that aren't very good. And who those teams are going to be, we'll find out. But I'm pulling for him and hoping that he does well.
And Aikman, he sounds pretty like he likes Schottenheimer. So he got to know Schottenheimer. He mentioned it. I've heard him mention it in a couple different places. He got to know Schottenheimer when he was the Seattle offensive coordinator because they were doing a lot of production meetings. He said the first time he ever interacted with him was years ago when he was on staff at San Diego, and they were starting to do some things that the Cowboys had previously done. So he just called Aikman for advice, like, hey, how did you guys do this and this? And so Aikman kind of, so he said, I like him a lot, but clearly Aikman's just like, I think Aikman is just not going to be as easily swayed by like that practice visit that, all the guys had the other day. That's not going to be something to him that's like, yeah. A lot of people feel happy right now. Let's see what happens when adversity hits.
I get it. I understand it. You know, pretty reasonable take, but I'm defensive now. I'm defensive of anyone that comes at Brian Schottenheimer or this happy place that we're building. I'm going to attack. And what I'll say back to Troy Aikman and anyone worried about Troy Aikman's statements, Troy Aikman was a humongous Mike McCarthy fan. So I think if Troy had his druthers in choice, Mike McCarthy would still be here. If you listen to this show, I know you already know Bobby's opinion, but I share that opinion, not as strongly. Mike McCarthy needed to go. He was not the answer to win a championship. So Troy Aikman would have kept McCarthy here. He was wrong, is wrong. So that's my rebuttal.
Yeah, and I think...
But he's right in terms of we have totally forgotten, flushed, and glossed over. I mean, I'll never forget leaving Hurtado Barbecue. The news broke. CA put me on the show, half buzzed. We're ready to burn the city down. This is one of the most surprising, ridiculous, laughable hires in the history of the National Football League in the moment and leading up. We can't forget that. We got to hold ourselves accountable. If this ends up working, Right now, we're just so in love with the microphone and all the little things we're hearing behind the scenes. At least I am.
Yeah, look, I mean, I had I went and clipped something the other day. I had gotten killed when this news broke. And I was like, the more fans hear Schottenheimer, the more they're going to like him. It may change in September, but by the time the season rolls around, everybody's going to be pretty positive about him. And I had somebody tweet at me that day. They went, "You're a puppet just like the rest of them." And then I went and I was curious. I was just like, 2 weeks ago, I was like, let me just look up that guy. I just want to click on his account.
So Jesus,
on his
account. Jesus first, right?
7 minutes before I'd clicked on his account, he had tweeted, "Brian Schottenheimer might be him." And it was just loaded with the Schottenheimer. I was like, there you go. See, yeah. This is exactly what I'm saying. Everybody forgets. Right now, it feels good. There's literally nothing to feel tension about or anything else. So to be fair, yeah, it's either going to be neutral or positive. He can only go up from here. And so far, though, he's checked every box to go up.
A Cowboys practice preview for today from their website.
Yes, Tommy Yarish, Mr. Suit and Tie, who heard this and was not out there wearing his suit last week when I saw him.
See, I love being able to peer pressure somebody.
But he screwed up. No, he was happy about it. He's like, it was kind of freeing. We put it out there in the open a little bit, and now maybe I can just walk in and just be a little more comfortable. Problem is, he went with the quarter zip, long sleeves in burning sun, and he's like, outside. I am sweating to death now in this. So this wasn't a great choice. But Tommy Yarish with the
ride
up. What
if he was like just on the edge of a promotion in Frisco, and they're like, you're not taking it as serious.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, your effort isn't there. Look, you're all of a sudden getting lazy with your attire, and we cost Tommy a promotion.
Yeah, fashion tips from me probably isn't going to help him in the building. But he has his five things that he's looking out for at today's OTA practice, the media portion available. Number one, can Miles Sanders make a push for running back one? So this is something we talked about last week, a little bit into this week. Miles Sanders looked as good as you can look in this sort of setting. He looked like, okay, he's moving well. You were a little concerned. He's 28 years old. Carolina didn't put him out there a whole lot. There's a concern a little bit about, okay, is he the same sort of guy? Does he have that same juice, that same burst? But he's looked really good at this point. He talked about, Tommy did, he said, being the elder statesman in the room gives Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders an advantage compared to some other running backs available, but they'll both still have a lot to prove before either can earn the running back one job. One aspect to keep an eye on is catching out of the backfield, which would be an edge to Javonte Williams at this point. Number two on his list, who emerges as the green dot linebacker on defense? So that's not totally clear or settled yet. Eric Kendricks obviously isn't here. DeMarvian Overshown has been injured. He's still rehabbing on his way back.
What's his timeline? Like, what's his expected date?
It's hard to say because it was a really devastating injury where I think a lot of people have said he might be out the whole year. And then Overshown's talking like in a way that says maybe I could be back in the middle of the year. And then I think
meet the schedule.
Yeah, I think the more optimistic timeline from people, while still being realistic, said December. Like maybe beginning of December is when you could get him.
Kendricks is still a free agent.
Yeah, it's not playing. He's been all over. He's become Instagram influencer guy. Like you watch him, he puts up all these different captions now and does like TikToks. But the name that maybe we should be watching out here talking to Tommy is Kenneth Murray from the Titans, the linebacker that they brought in. And Kenneth Murray's flashed out here at practice a couple different times. And he is.
This is a guy I want to hear more about.
When you talk about culture, this was the dude who, when he was coming out of Oklahoma, was like the culture player in that draft when he was coming out 3-4 years ago, whatever that was. But he's somebody who's flashed out there at practice, has leadership traits, is a higher IQ player. It's just been a matter of executing. He hasn't executed consistently, but he's somebody who I think we should probably keep our eyes a little closer on as we get closer to training camp. Can Brevin Span Ford make a push for tight end too? Ooh, are things that bad? We get to number three and Tommy Yarish's five things he's looking out for OTAs. Is it that bad with Luke Schoonmaker? Tommy mentions here with Luke Schoonmaker having his fair share of struggles early in his career, and that also bled into last week's practice. He had a drop during team period. This is setting up to be a critical offseason for both Schoonmaker and Span Ford for an important position in the offense. Brevin Span Ford, I haven't noticed a ton out of practice, but it's somebody that they liked a lot last year. They gave him, I think, the highest bonus of any of the guys that they signed as undrafted free agents. He got some play later in the year.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's a good blocker. There's a lot of things there that they like about Brevin Spanford. But, man, if you're already talking about...
I thought he was getting a lot of OTA love last week.
No, like, I mean, he was out there. He's catching passes and different things like that. But it's not like you're seeing it.
Kind of the point.
Okay, all right. We're talking about passes.
He's beating defenders everywhere. He's scoring touchdowns.
No. We're talking about Witten passes. We're talking about, all right, leak into the flat, and they're throwing the ball over there. Okay. And so it's like, all right, you catch and run, but how much are you catching and running in a non-contact practice? Number four, where does Wanya Thomas fit in the secondary? He says, with Donovan Wilson spending time with the rehab group, that's opened up opportunities for Wanya Thomas to take some reps with the first-team defense opposite Malik Hooker at safety. He's also, when they've been in base and they come out with three receivers, he's been the one taking the nickel a lot of times, like coming down and then taking the slot. But Wanya Thomas is a big culture guy. He's somebody who has contributed on special teams, a little bit on defense. He's got an incredible backstory. But Wanya Thomas is somebody who I still think there's a question of, does he have the skill set to consistently play at the NFL level?
Let me go back to a Schoon for a second. Which Wolverine gives you more of an NFL career in production between Mozzie and Schoon?
Mozzie. Probably.
Really? Dang.
Mozzie last year.
This is approaching bust territory.
Yeah, this is a massive swing and miss on my part, too, because I really liked Schoonmaker coming out. I thought Schoonmaker was going to play a much bigger role. He just has not done anything to click into where he was supposed to be.
And he was taken right after LaPorta, right?
LaPorta's taken in the first round, I think. And Schoonmaker was taken mid-second, something like that. But Schoonmaker was... They loved LaPorta when he was coming out. It's just Schoonmaker was the guy that they ended up taking after a couple others went. And then the last thing he's looking for here, and this is a name we have not talked about at all leading up to the season. What does Hunter Lipke's role look like? He says, the Swiss Army knife that is Hunter Lipke can serve in a lot of different roles for the Cowboys offense, and that's been on display early in OTAs and his overall time in Dallas. He's played running back, fullback, and tight end along with special teams. So which spot does he settle into best? Is it all of the above, or does Brian Schottenheimer find a permanent home and role for him in his offense? That's one of the things I will be interested to see, kind of the side periphery things, not the main topics of a starting position, but... what role does the fullback play in what Schottenheimer's trying to do versus what the role has played for Mike McCarthy over the years? Mike McCarthy's always been more of a fullback type of guy. Schottenheimer at various spots has used one really prominently, and then there have been other times mm-hmm. he hasn't used them much at all. So I think it just kind of matters on what his personnel is. But Lipke is somebody who was a favorite of Mike McCarthy and within the Schottenheimer offense, and it'll be interesting to see how exactly he transforms with Schottenheimer here.
He had some moments, and then he had some bad moments.
Lipke?
Yeah. At the goal line in Miami was a bad moment.
Yes.
Yep.
But other time, I mean, he had other you know, big first downs that he converted.
I mean, he was not a fullback coming into the NFL. He was a running back. They've made him this. And so now he's kind of playing fullback, tight end. It's a little different.
What other type of audio gold are we going to get from the brand new head coach? Last week, Todd Archer asked him about RJ Choppy's biggest shoddy problem. Why the visor?
It actually is a little bit of a ode to Coach Spurrier. So for you guys that don't know, 96 national champs, Florida Gators. When I went down there, I transferred from the University of Kansas. And the reason I went to Florida was I wanted to kind of learn about offense. And at the time, he had just started the fun and gun. He'd come from Duke to Florida. And so I wanted to get down there and kind of learn from him. He was great. He actually gave me the opportunity to wear a headset on game days. I had to sit out for a year with the old transfer rules. But he told me that if I went there, that he'd let me wear a headset and be involved and be the signal caller, which was great. What I didn't realize was that what that also entailed was anytime he threw his visor, which was probably 5 to 7 times a game, I was responsible for picking it up. And I can truly, this is a true story. So we're playing a game, I'm signaling plays, and something happens. He's mad, he's pissed off at Danny, throws his visor, and for some reason I was caught up in something, I didn't go pick it up, and he literally looks at me, he's like, oh. So I went and I picked it up, and he's like, honestly, that's where I first noticed it. I think I look better in a visor than a hat. I mean, you know, I'm losing my hair a little bit, at least up front, but it does go back to Florida.
There it is, Choppy. There's your answer.
Man, it's because he's very, very likable. It's just a very disappointing.
If you're losing your hair, don't you want to wear the full cap?
Yeah, you would think so.
Visor is just leaving you more exposed.
I think the...
it would. It would leave you more... Absolutely.
I think what he's thinking is if he's losing his hair, does he want the friction from the hat potentially like causing more hair loss? Whereas if he's got the visor, everything's just kind of kept intact.
Interesting.
Y'all should be wearing visors.
Nope, too late. It's already gone for me.
Yeah, we got to wear the... You wear the high ones, though. Doesn't even touch the hair. I just can't do it. I can't do the visor.
Yeah.
You know, and there's two different kinds of visors. You know, he wears the short face visor. That's the one. It's a little bit narrower on top. Then you get the ones that are like the big flat ones.
Yeah.
Like your Larry Mize.
Yeah, like you're handing out blackjack cards.
Yeah, that's a big one. And so that's the worst one. So the one that he's got at least is the more stylish.
Schottenheimer did tell us to be on the possible lookout for the backwards visor. So, RJ, I'd like you to power rank Dan Quinn backwards hat, front visor, backwards visor.
We're talking from a head coach?
Yes.
Or just in general on the street?
Whatever you want.
Okay. So
how do they differ?
Head coach, backwards hat, regular hat, that's the worst. That's the most offensive one.
Okay.
That's the most offensive because he's trying. Yeah. So Dan Quinn is the most offensive. The front visor, you know, I think the front visor is second worst. I think the backwards visor upside down, especially upside down, little Malibu's Most Wanted looking, that's the best one. If you're going to rock a visor backwards.
That's the best?
Yeah, the best one is the backwards because now you're completely making a joke out of it. Now you're like, you're committing to the bit.
Okay.
That's the best one.
This all makes sense, though. It hadn't really clicked for me until hearing Shoddy say right there, 1996 national champions, and then thinking back to how his beloved Peyton Manning couldn't do anything against Florida. That's why you hate the visor. It's what you couldn't beat, and you hate it.
You know, I wasn't at UT in 96, so I don't care.
The visor beat the hell out of you the next few years, though.
Well, the next year. And then the following year, 98, we won. We did okay. I think I was 3-2 against Florida in my career.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.